All right, we're still here. We've not gone anywhere. It's still the Morning Crossfire right here on 99.3 Nigerian. For World Diabetes Day, it's celebrated every single year on the 14th of November. And, of course, this year, 14th of November 2023, was no different. And we're talking about diabetes. So to mark World Diabetes Day, to try and understand the issues surrounding diabetes. What exactly is diabetes? I'm sure most of you are fairly knowledgeable about it. But we want to know really some more about it. Don't forget, recently a Nigerian actor had to have his leg amputated. And the suspicion is that it was some sort of diabetic condition that led to this. But that's his private matter. We'll leave it that for now. I guess this morning is Dr. Ukanku Igwe. He's a consultant endocrinologist and a member of the Diabetes Association of Nigeria. He's with us. He joins us via a video link right here on the Morning Crossfire. Doc, good morning to you. Thank you so much for your time. Yeah, hello, Dr. Igwe. Can you hear me? All right, Dr. Igwe, I don't know if you're muted. Trying to mute yourself because we can't hear you. Can you hear me, sir? All right, we'll try and get our guest. Just try and sort it out as quickly as we can. But Doc, if you can hear me, we cannot hear you, so kindly unmute yourself so that we can put you in here. I don't know what the issue is, but I cannot hear you from here. Okay, but for those who are wondering, like I said earlier, World Diabetes Day is celebrated every single year. We hear that about 11.2 million Nigerians are living with diabetes. That's a lot, you know. 11.2 million Nigerians are currently living with diabetes. And out of the 11.2 million Nigerians living with diabetes, 90% of them had or have type 2. This according to the president of the Diabetes Association of Nigeria, Dr. Alkali Muhammad. He disclosed this on November 13 at an event to commemorate the 2023 World Diabetes Day in Abuja. Dr. Ukandu Igwe, can you hear me? Can you hear me, please? Okay. Well, Doc, as soon as we can hear you, we'll continue, but we cannot hear you for now. Maybe if you're using an earpiece or a Bluetooth earpiece, you know, or device, you can disconnect it. Maybe that's the issue. I don't know. If not, maybe you log out of the Zoom and log back in, and see if the issue will be sorted out. Sincere apologies to you and to those of our listeners out there. Okay, but like we said, the Diabetes Association of Nigeria, ahead of the World Diabetes Day, which is marked on the 14th of November, was marked on the 14th of November this year, that's Tuesday, revealed that about 11.2 million Nigerians are living with diabetes. Now, that's a lot. Out of the 11.2 million Nigerians living with diabetes, 90% of them had type 2 diabetes. And they're also saying that about 537 million people have been recorded living with diabetes all over the world. 537 million. Okay, Dr. Igwe, can you hear me, please? Are you there?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And yeah. It's good to see you. That's quite a high number of people that are said to be diabetic in Nigeria, but in the Diabetes Association of Nigeria, 11.2 million. That's quite high. Why is this so? Do you have an idea? Is there any information out there to indicate why we have such a huge amount of people in Nigeria, 11.2 million, living with diabetes?
So that number is quite huge, but the most significant data that, okay, you mentioned some of them, is even the reason, the fact that that number is likely to increase even further over the next 10, 15 years. And that is really a source of concern for us, both healthcare providers and the society at large. The numbers are higher in developed countries and in the Middle East. But what has happened over the last decade or so is that the rate of increase in those places has reduced. On the other hand, in Africa, the World Health Organization and International Diabetes Federation is projecting that there will be a more than 100% increase in the rates of those with diabetes if nothing is done to address this trend. So that is where we are focusing our discussion. One, on managing people with diabetes, access of care for them, but also more and more emphasis is shifting towards preventing those who do not have diabetes yet from developing it, because that's a large number. In fact, there's a larger pool of people who are in the category we call pre-diabetes, who, if nothing is done about them, will progress to diabetes in the next future.
Oh my God. That's really, really, so it means we have more than 11.2 million people in Nigeria living with diabetes. That's really, really scary. Dr. Igwe, so since we're talking about the theme of this year's celebration or marking of World Diabetes Day being access to diabetes care, how accessible is diabetes care in Nigeria?
So you've mentioned it before in one example you gave, access to diabetes care, it's really, really suboptimal worldwide. Globally, access to diabetes care is not as it should be. But there's even a wider discrepancy in low and middle income countries, which we belong to, where this access is even less. And even when you have access to care, the access is skewed in some places. So let me use Nigeria as an example. So the concentration of endocrinologists and other physicians, other specialists, healthcare providers generally, you agree with me, is skewed. So it's more towards urban areas and some areas. So that means that there's a large pool of people in some areas who do not have access to even basic healthcare, not to talk of access to diabetes care. So that is really a source of concern. So the theme of the World Diabetes Day, which has been the theme for the past couple of years, have been access to diabetes care, and there's a rider to that. If not now, when? So it's a big question we need to be asking, and it's something that should involve everybody, healthcare providers, endocrinologists, and even policymakers, politicians, because many of these things are things that are beyond the scope of practitioners. So that's why I thank your station for having this program, because it goes a long way in creating a awareness. I don't know who is listening and who can help have a word in the ears of the policymakers, but we need help. We need help. We healthcare providers need help. The patient themselves also need help. Patient relatives need help. Many of these things are things that all you need in some cases is just one crisis and the life-saving can go. So we need to talk about this. We need to prevent people from developing diabetes. And then those that already have it, they need to have access to care. Why do we talk about access to care? You wanted to ask something?
Yes. What are the issues, the areas in when you talk about diabetes care, that the medical practitioners need help in? And, you know, because you said you need help, even the patients. So can you highlight, please, the areas that, we need intervention and help?
So the most important area we need help is in the manpower, that is healthcare provider. So to manage diabetes appropriately, you need a whole lot of healthcare providers. You need the endocrinologists, so diabetologists. You need other physicians. You need nurses. Sometimes you need physiotherapists, occupational therapists, pharmacists, laboratory scientists. And those people are in the, there's a short supply of those in the country. And even as we speak, more and more people are making arrangements to leave the country for greener pastures, if I may call that. So that means that we're having fewer people catering for an increasing number of patients that have the need for the service. So that's the first area we need, manpower. And the second area is in infrastructure and supplies. So even when there are specialists, when there are healthcare providers, people need to have access to where they will see them. Properly structured clinics, we need that. Then the one that is a little more dramatic, supplies, medications, the cost of medications. If I went to a pharmacy some time ago, and I felt like crying for my patient, I wondered, so is this what they go through? So medications, the cost of medication going through the roof. And I was discussing with a pharmaceutical representative some time ago, and he was trying to explain why even though their companies have been trying to stabilize the price in Nigeria, but there are a lot of things that are not within their reach. So help from government to reverse this trend. Other things like, we need a lot of laboratory supports and many other equipment to attend properly to patients. So that is what we're talking about, help, access to diabetes care. Mm. But even beyond the care, there's some other access that is really lacking, access to diabetes education. And like I said, your station is bridging the gap, but there's still a lot of people who might not be tuning in or might not have access to other education materials. So that is another gap that needs to be bridged. Right. So a lot of civil society organizations have been doing that to have outreaches in religious organizations, in schools, town hall meetings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dr. Kennedy, very, very interesting. So you said access to care, that's it, the theme for the year's commemoration of World Diabetes Day 2023, which held on the 14th of November. And that the care in Nigeria, when we talk about access to care, there needs to be a lot of intervention by government, by policy, stakeholders and policymakers and society. And we need help and intervention. Number one, it's an area of manpower. You're saying quite a number of we have a death or a lack of adequate endocrinologists and other healthcare providers or health workers who deal with people who are diabetic. We need more of these people employed in the health system to ensure that they can attend to the number of persons who are affected by this ailment. 11.2 million according to Diabetes Association of Nigeria. Then you also say that facilities, we need more health facilities that are equipped to handle diabetic patients. And then thirdly, you're also saying people need to be educated. I think that's what you said, the third thing is education. So let's talk about the education. For our listeners, what are the causes of diabetes? What is diabetes and what are the causes?
Okay, so let me start with what is diabetes. Diabetes is, if I may use the term in Igbo, we call it oria sugar. So sugar illness, and Yoruba call it ito sugar. Yeah. Diabetes is increased sugar level, increased glucose level in the blood, usually sustained. It is due to some imbalance. I may not need to go into the details because there's really a whole lot of things that cause diabetes, but two basic causes for the purpose of this discussion include, number one, deficiency of insulin, which could be either absolute or relative. So deficiency of insulin is produced in the pancreas. And in people with diabetes, the pancreas is not able to produce enough insulin. I'll talk briefly about the types of diabetes because that is important in this. There are many types of diabetes there, what we call type 1 diabetes. You mentioned in your introduction that more than 90% of people with diabetes have type 2 diabetes. And there's diabetes in pregnancy and other causes of diabetes. Now, in type 1 diabetes, usually starts from childhood, but can most times starts from childhood, as young as 5, 6. In type 1 diabetes, most of the pancreas is not producing at all. So imagine having 100% of the pancreas destroyed. So someone with type 1 diabetes doesn't have any ability to produce insulin at all. And insulin is required for us to take in glucose. When we eat, most of the nutrients, they get into the bloodstream. But you need some other mechanism to get those nutrients, including glucose, into the cells where they are needed. So that means someone without insulin will not be able to get the glucose into the cells. So a lot of people with diabetes have what we call starvation in the midst of plenty. The glucose in the blood level is high, but the cells do not have access to it. So there's some weaknesses and many other symptoms. In people with type 2 diabetes, apart from the insulin deficiency, which may not need to be complete, there's another mechanism in play. We call it insulin resistance. So the insulin is there, maybe not optimal. Let's call it 40%, 50%. But there's some other things that interfere with the effectiveness of that insulin. Let's call it our fuel efficiency, like obesity. There's some other problems in the gastrointestinal tract, in the liver. So some of those mechanisms interfere with the effectiveness of the insulin. So in diabetes, in managing diabetes, you try to interfere with some of those things. So people with diabetes need medication to either stimulate the pancreas to produce more insulin or make the muscles, the liver, the fat cells to be more insulin sensitive so that the little insulin available in the system can be more effective. So that's a nutshell of diabetes. Like I said, there are other types like diabetes in pregnancy and diabetes due to other causes that can destroy the pancreas.
Okay, in a sentence or two, because of time, what are the risk factors?
So the risk factors for diabetes are divided into what we call modifiable and non-modifiable. The non-modifiable, I'll start with them, are things that we cannot really do much about. There are things that we are born with, genetics, like how much of the genes you inherit from your parents, the fact that you are a man, they are non-modifiable.
Dr. Igwe, please hold the thought. I'll come back to you after a break so we can take more on this. Please stay with us. Diabetes Day, our guest is still with us, talking about Dr. Okando Igwe. He's a member of the West African College of Physicians, fellow of the National Postgraduate Medical College of Nigeria. He had his residency training at Lagos University Teaching Hospital as a member of the Diabetes Association of Nigeria, Association of Clinical Endocrinologists of Nigeria, member of the Endocrine and Metabolism Society of Nigeria, is consultant, physician, and endocrinologist. Doc, thank you so much for your time. Preventative measures, please, in 60 seconds, can you tell us what our listeners can do to prevent themselves from contracting or having diabetes, apart from those who have been hereditarily, like you said. Sorry about that.
Okay, thank you. So really, in a nutshell, prevention is really important because more than half of diabetes can be prevented. So some people tell themselves that their parents have it, so they have to have it. So it's not true. More than 50% of diabetes can be prevented. And how can we prevent it? There are some things that are largely within our power. Lifestyle modification, exercise, dietary adjustments. I'm not sure we have time to talk about diet now, but really important. Some people may need to have a lot of changes in their dietary pattern. Exercise, make conscious effort to exercise adequately. There are some people who have already been doing this or have optimized their, there are really not much they can do beyond that. So part of prevention also includes medication. So sometimes there are some people that we put on medication. I mentioned pre-diabetes earlier, that some people in pre-diabetes category that may need to be on medication to prevent them from developing diabetes. Right. But by far, the most important factor in prevention is lifestyle adjustments, diets, exercise.
Okay, Doc, I tell you what, we'll have a part 2 with you. How about that? where we talk about just prevention and lifestyle.
Pardon?
We'll have a part two with you where we talk about prevention last. So thank you so much, very much for your time.
That'll be fine.
Dr. Igwe, thank you so much.
Girl. I need an affordable high-end phone. Samsung just launched the S23 Series Fan Edition. It's fully loaded. It's backed with a powerful processor, a night graphic camera, smart battery, the Samsung Knox protection, and the Samsung Care Plus cover for screen repair. Every S23 FE you buy.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.